nurse's station.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the 10th floor. It's me, Matt.
Hi, everybody. It's Kat.
And you're here on the 10th floor because you rode the elevator up from the parking garage and all that kind of stuff. And you came out on the 10th floor and you took to look to the right and you looked over at the nurse's station and saw that they really just haven't been here in forever, have they? This thing is collecting dust and cobwebs and the phone is just ringing off the hook. Nobody's there to pick it up.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's like those blue, you know, they do the old fat, but who has blue charts in the hospital anymore?
Blue charts?
No one. Yeah, they have the charts, you know.
Oh, it's all digital charts nowadays in the real life.
I know, but they still, you still see the blue charts there.
Yes, yeah, like hanging off the edge of the bed and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they, you know, they got the computers. They got the computers where you can do research into illegal drugs and get caught. You can do research into people's personal private medical records and get caught. You can schedule yourself for a shift that you're not supposed to be at and get caught, you know? So, you know, it's not very secure there.
No.
At all.
And everybody does things in an environment where they can get caught.
Well, I mean, okay, all right. So, really, like, why was
Brit
looking up Cyrus drug information at the nurse's station rather than her in her office.
And she has an office because she was the chief of staff at the time. She got all the privacy she needed.
Yes. Yes, all the privacy she needed. Whatever.
You know what I noticed this week, Matthew, was interesting?
What was that?
So she, and of course, you know, not everybody's going to see the same commercials.
No.
You know, depending on where you live.
Right.
So, in one of the breaks this week on GH, they actually ran an ad for a drug that helps Huntington's disease here.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know Huntington's was a real disease.
Evidently it is. It was so weird. I just found it odd.
Well, Britt did not
That can't be no coincidence, right?
No, I mean, maybe.
I don't know, but it's just weird.
Yeah, that is. That is very interesting. It may have been a coincidence. It probably wasn't, though. I mean, Huntington's isn't something that's been secret on General Hospital for a long time. I mean, Faison had it, right?
Yeah, but they didn't make
crazy
a big deal out of it. They didn't make it a big deal out of it.
Oh, gotcha. Not like Britt, who thinks that she's going to die tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not doing well with it. Not well with that news at all.
No, she hasn't done well with it at all. She's good. Well, for a long time, she was just in some kind of denial.
Yeah, she's like, I don't have it. I'm just tired.
Right? Because she wouldn't. Because she had the test date. She had an appointment for a test to go see a doctor, and then she didn't do it.
And she bailed.
And then she bailed.
Yeah, she's like, screw that. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if I have it or if I don't. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Man, things escalated between her and Jason pretty quick, didn't they?
Holy smokes.
They went from running to kissing to doing it for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, they went back to that scene twice.
Yeah, they did. And then before he left, he gave her a kissy kiss and they had a conversation, too.
He did. It's just like, stay here.
He's not treating her as if she's just a...
That wasn't a fling. No. That wasn't a, oh man, you feel so bad in front of me. Let me help you feel better with my quarter mane.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. He was there. He was there for her as a man, as a protector.
Well, you know, her just doing denial on the whole Huntington thing.
Yeah.
He's not the quarter brain this week. She is.
It's true. You know, I mean, yeah, but, you know, if you're facing some sort of terrible thing that you assume is going to be the death of you, then you're going to avoid hearing that diagnosis for as long as you can, I think. There's a certain amount of power in denial.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just not that kind of person, I guess.
Well, if you potentially had the marker for Huntington's, would you go immediately go and find out?
Yes.
Would you wait to see if that just happened?
No, I would go find out.
Oh, man. Look at you trying to plan
I like to
your
know
future.
What's going to happen in my life, possibly. Anything that I might be able to find out that may happen, I want to know.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
All right. Anyway,
children,
but yeah, they...
For my children. They need to know for my children.
I thought it was two things weird about that. It was fast, for one thing.
It was very fast.
There was no courting there.
I mean, I guess the adventurous courting.
It's... Yeah, sort of, you know. And there wasn't a push and pull very much when
no,
it came down
no.
to
they
it.
Didn't, they didn't fight each other. They fight their own feelings for at all.
Yeah.
You know, they just had all this
you know,
adventure.
They didn't do that
and then
whole
she was
thing.
So emotional and they just fell onto the couch together.
Yeah. So I thought it was a little odd that they went for it so quick. And what's he doing wearing a gray t-shirt?
Maybe they don't have any black t-shirts in Canada.
Or like a, it was a, like a tan or a gray or something.
It
wasn't
it,
black.
Come on. Well, he escaped from prison. He was in a hospital gown, wasn't he? They just grabbed what they could. They didn't go to his closet for his t-shirt and jeans.
No.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. They
didn't
Just grab some.
But I enjoyed it, though. I enjoyed their little scene. I thought it was good. I liked it. I'm not. I've never been opposed to Jason and Britt.
Right.
I kind of like them together.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will be short-lived, though.
Yeah,
probably.
I think it's going to be a quick flash in the pan, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think so. I think they'll hang out for a minute.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be like a year or something.
It's not going to be the next 10-year relationship for Jason Morgan.
No, she's not the next Sam. He'll get back with Sam.
Well,
it's just
course.
A matter of time.
Of
but, you know, Sam got to make sure that she, you know, falls into bed with Dante
first. She got to get her a good time with Dante first.
Yeah.
Dante,
and then eventually.
They're flirting like crazy now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They flirty.
But they're like antagonistic
the
flirting.
Right?
You know, Jason
yeah.
Jason, and Britt have like the, we're coming together because we really care about each other's safety.
Mm-hmm.
But Sam and Dante are just more getting together because
Sam and Dante
fighting.
Are really doing the push. They're doing the push pull.
Yeah, it's not even
that soap operas.
It's mostly
usually
just a push.
Do.
It's mostly just a push until the very end when Sam is just kind of does like that head cock and goes,
"That was nice."
Yeah.
Mm.
I could watch somebody for 20 minutes, 20 seconds, and know what they need. I'm Dante.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a baseball expert, apparently. It's just weird, these random baseball games that these characters find themselves in on General
They
Hospital.
Do have these random baseball games, don't they?
And it's
they?
Always like company versus company softball game. Like, is this for charity?
Probably not.
But, you know, they had like
it's
a...
probably just for fun.
And then, like, they had like ELQ versus Aurora Media a couple of years ago. And then they had like the police department versus... something.
And she had Aurora on her uniform.
Yeah, and he had PCPD,
well.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. There's no actual, like, adult softball league out there. It's just all corporate-sponsored company teams playing each other.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember when, a few years ago, your dad did that.
Mm-hmm.
On company team. You don't remember that?
Why would I be paying attention to my dad's hobbies?
Because you used to go all the time.
I don't remember. I've blacked out most of baseball in my memories. Just gone.
Okay.
It's like the sport doesn't even exist. What's a baseball? So Sam and Dante, you know, push-pull for sure. I don't know. It's interesting because, like, I guess it's just not my style of courtship, because I wouldn't get along with that. I wouldn't be like, oh, how sexy, he's being mean to me. Like, it wouldn't.
No, she's too old for that, isn't she?
You know, it's just not, it's just a...
Yeah,
you're talking to me crappy, man. I don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
But hey.
Yeah, he jumped full back into his police boots.
Oh yeah, they just totally dropped the whole thing. It's like Dante didn't go anywhere.
He's mm-hmm.
just done. PTSD over. Brainwashing mm-hmm. over. Done. Moving on. Mm-hmm. He shaved his mm-hmm. face. He's back to being regular Dante. Forget about all that.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about all that.
Man, I want them to give him something juicy, though. I know I've said this other weeks in the podcast, but man, I just don't want Dante to just be, you know, sitting there with his damn Yankee cup at the desk. I just don't want that for him. I want Dominic to come back and have something juicy that he can really sink his acting teeth into.
Well, I mean, they put him on the force, which means he's going to get involved with Cyrus stuff eventually, especially since, you know, the Jason thing. Jason will be exonerated, and Gladys will tell mm-hmm. the truth, and that'll pull Dante into it. He will.
Yes, and it looks like Gladys is going to survive.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So let's talk about Stupid Gladys.
All right. What do you want to say about Stupid Gladys?
Well, she got what she didn't believe was coming, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, Cyrus is a dangerous man, huh? You know? Huh? He's a dangerous man. I don't know if I want to, you know, accuse him.
And he showed how dangerous he is.
He did.
And I gotta I gotta say, all right. I know that you harp on that ponytail. Mm-hmm. You want that ponytail gone. You want somebody to cut it off. You want him to be a normal short-haired man. I know you want it.
I do.
But taking that ponytail down and letting his hair just fall in front of his face as he's recovering from a gunshot wound made him look menacing as hell.
It did.
He was going to be like, Portia, you patch me up or I am literally going to stab you through the throat right now.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like to me, man.
Well, it's going to be good stuff.
That's what it looked like to me.
Oh, I hope Portia is there for the game. I hope she has some cannolis that we maybe not know about. I hope she does.
I mean, we'll see.
I mean, she's always seemed to be a smart, forceful woman, but not necessarily. They haven't given her anything where she's got to like really stand up for herself in a physical way at all.
Right, right. No, not necessarily. Curtis might show up to save her or something.
Oh, I think that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, Curtis is going to show up. They smooch.
No, she went in for it and didn't happen. And then she apologized. Yeah.
Cringy. Well, they'll figure it out, those crazy kids. Just give them time.
It's funny too, because he was complaining about not having his liquor license, and then he pours her a drink.
Yeah, so you know, like apparently he's got liquor, he just can't serve it legally. He can give her a drink.
Evidently. Though. Yeah, evidently that's the case. I thought, yeah, well, you know, he's not really selling it yet.
No, he was pouring a drink for a friend.
He was just, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait for that club to open. I think it's going to be awesome. I hope they do some good stuff with that. You know, I hope in the set and they have some lights and they've got a lot of people and I hope it's got a little bump going.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I want it to not be the same song every single time we do a scene in there, too. Just the same.
Yeah, it can't be like Christmas, right? The same Christmas carol every year.
Yeah. The Metro Court.
Anyway.
All I want for Christmas is you. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh, baby. Anyway. Aw, Christmas. Aw, it's coming up.
Yeah, 6 months, right?
7 more months. 6 more months. Oh, boy. So, yeah. So we totally jumped off of...
we did. We jumped off.
Cyrus. Man, that hair just makes me a little menacing. That's the whole point of it, man. You know, he's got the hair pulled back. And he's like, I'm trying to be a legitimate businessman. But you let it go and he just looks evil. Arr, that's why he's got the long hair.
You look gross, too, to me.
Yeah, man. He got shot.
Yeah, he had blood on his hands. Mm-hmm. Blood on his hand and stuff. Yeah.
How dare
he grab my Spinelli? Come on.
Because they want you to worry about Spinelli. They should have just killed him. They should have just did it. They should have just cut Spinelli's throat right in front of Carly.
Rapper has to stick around.
Nah, he's gonna be fine. He took Spinelli because that was going to be dangerous. Like what were they gonna do? Take some unnamed random goon? Nobody cares about the unnamed random goons.
Well, it absolutely put Jason on fire.
It sure did.
As soon as Carly called him and told him they've got Spinelli, he was telling Britt, well, that was nice, but see ya.
So that's what you do. You just hit it and leave. Sexual prowess aside, I lied to Carly.
Yeah, and he can get from Canada to Portchuck.
If it wasn't for the fact that Carly called Jason to tell him about the Spinelli situation, I could forgive how fast it took Jason to get back to town. Because if you consider the Britt and Jason stuff to be happening a day before all of the Port Charles stuff and consider it some sort of split timeline type of narrative, then Jason totally had enough time to leave Canada, come to the docks, and be there at that exact right moment. But since Carly had to call him and tell him, and this thing is going by hour, he basically got the call and then got to Port Charles to the docks in about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is a little too fast.
A little too fast, but wasn't it? It's kind of fun that they're doing the count back, kind of like, you know, they're doing the count back like they did for the Metrocorp.
They listened. Frank Valentini, thank you very much for your listenership. We were talking how we want another exciting countdown thing like the Metrocorp. You're giving it to us. However, but I do wish, this is my only wish, and it's not even really a complaint, it's just a wish, that the thing that was happening to Peter wasn't him being hurled down a flight of stairs. Number one, it's not very interesting. Number two, he was just thrown down a flight of stairs before Franco died.
He was. You are right. And I thought about that too. But did you see the pool of blood underneath his head?
He totally banged
spreading?
His head this time.
I wonder.
Who do you think it
who
is?
Who is that nurse? I've been trying to like, all right, trying to like really pay attention after that. Elizabeth has blue scrubs on.
Yeah, it's Elizabeth. It's totally Elizabeth.
And I don't recall, but I'm sure they've shown her feet at work. Mm-hmm. Does she normally wear Chucks to work?
Yeah, she's a tennis shoe wear. So it's either it is either Elizabeth or Chloe. I think it's Elizabeth, though. Mm-hmm. And now she's going to decide, do I help him?
Well, look, Chloe's in that hole.
She did fall in a hole, didn't she? Oh, my God. She's totally going to be back. She'll be back. She'll be back in a couple of weeks.
You think so? I didn't think this character had legs. I think she's going to go away.
Then why would they cast Kimberly J. Brown, of all people, for 3 days?
I don't know.
And you know what? She slid right into that cast. She was awesome. That character was fun. Mm-hmm. She was believable. She was scary. She played against the other actors as if she was a real person and not somebody that's just trying to figure out how to do her job on a soap. I thought that little brief run was really like Obrecht style good.
I thought so too. Boy, and she slid right into that mean. Oh, she's terrible.
Right. You know, and then she recognizes Peter for how dangerous he could be, but also kind of like throws it back at him a little bit too, you know?
Well, yeah, because she's kind of the same as him, right?
Yeah, she's a crazy lady. Chloe will be back.
Yeah, and she, right now, she's in a hole.
She's in a hole right now, but she will be back to get that revenge. Maxie was
pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Maxie was always good in that kind of stuff.
Yeah, always she was.
Absolutely.
You're not going to get my baby, you bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Clubbed her leg.
And then Franco delivered the baby.
Franco delivered the baby.
Okay, Franco didn't deliver the baby. And I know
I've heard and I've been told who he is.
He's that one dude that he said.
Yeah, but I know what the connection is.
Oh. Well, how come you're looking up spoilers and stuff? It's not very exciting.
Well, sometimes you don't have to look them up. They just find you and they're right there in your face.
What is he,
sometimes.
Franco's identical twin brother that he didn't know about?
Nope.
I
don't think you want to know, do you?
I mean, not on the air. It's too spoilerific for our audience who might not know. It'll be fine. It'll come out very soon.
I agree. I think it will come out very soon.
You know, I mean, he totally got clobbered over the head.
They did try to make him look different, though, right? Don't you think?
A little bit.
His hair is very different. He's got like this undercut kind of hair.
Yeah. I mean, you're never going to change how Roger Howarth looks, though, you know?
Well, no.
He's
you're
a very
not,
unique looking
but,
man, in my opinion.
But I thought that they tried to make him look a little younger.
I can get with that. Also in personality, too. Like, he's more like...
Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to be younger.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's weird. It's because he's clearly 45. Okay, come on. Or more.
Yes. I'm glad he's not Todd.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I would have accepted that. That'd have been okay, but I'm glad he's not Todd.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, apparently he's a doctor, so clearly he's going to be sliding into the hospital.
There's going to be some good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff, huh? All right. I'm there with good is. Stuff. There's going to be. I remember Roger Howard saying that he was very excited about the stuff that they had planned for him when he came back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Well, he's back. I didn't think he was going to be back so soon.
You know,
I thought he was going to be out another 2 weeks or so.
I did think that he was going to be gone for a little while longer too, but he's back already. But that's totally cool. That's totally fine. Awesome. But hey, Twitter. Hey, Twitter. I know Roger Howarth just left, and I know he just came back to play another character. But let me tell you about another time that Roger Howarth disappeared from the show for about 7 seconds and came back to play another character. All right, this is not new. This is not the first time. No. It's not even the first time for General Hospital. General Hospital loves to work with the same actors, but put them in different roles. Why? Why is that? Why is that? I'll tell you why that is. Are you ready to know why?
I do.
Because it's interesting to be more than one character. To put everything into Laura's hands for 50 years would get incredibly boring.
Yeah.
But you invite the actor to come back to play a bunch of different characters, and you also have an audience that's used to that sort of thing through anthology series like American Horror Story, then I think that we're in a world that can accept the same face, different character.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And we got to remember, you know, one of your cast, Michael Easton.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he's played three characters.
Finn is number four for him. Is this four? Is number four.
Four? Yeah.
This is four.
Yeah, yeah. Caleb, McBain, for Michael Easton. Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And the daddy of Nina's baby. Nell's dad.
Yeah.
Nell's dad.
Well, no, he's...
Silas.
Yes.
Silas Clay.
Silas Clay.
So Michael Easton.
Yes.
Yeah, he played four characters. Four. Yeah. And then, you know, two Carlys have come back to play other characters.
Yes.
Luke. Two Carlys Anthony have. Geary himself played a different character for a little while.
Yes, he did. Yes, yeah. He played a cousin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It happens, y'all. It happens.
It does.
And just not even to think about the different characters that these actors play on different soaps.
Gee, you had an opportunity. You just had an opportunity right there to do some good Michael Easton, and you didn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't have anything to say. I'm too busy researching. Too busy looking into what might be happening to Chase. Nobody else is working on it, though. You know, before there was a whole team from the WSB, but it's just me. It's just me.
Well, I tortured a young woman during... her father's funeral for this information, so hopefully it helps you, Finn. Yeah. I made her think that her dad's friends were being murdered one by one. But then she gave me this file.
And it almost seems like maybe, I don't know, you know, I don't know what General Hospital is doing. Maybe they're changing their mind on the Finn-Elizabeth thing because Finn and Anna are...
warming up a little bit again.
Yeah, warming up a little bit. He's not mad at her like he was.
Thank you for giving this to me. I hope it would help Chase.
Of course, Chase is going to die of a heart attack when he walks in on Michael and Willow anyway, so.
He is going to walk in on Michael and Willow. It is so obvious that he's going to walk in on them. Yes. Yes.
And all of the characters, too, are also hanging a lantern on it, too, going, hey, are you sure this is a good idea? Like Brooklyn.
Yeah, and Brooklyn just told him, you know, and they don't. They have not told her.
No.
They didn't realize that she knew. She was just like.
Yeah, it's too obvious. You
if
guys.
I see it, they're going to see it.
Yeah, he's a detective.
He's
going to
see it.
Yeah. He may be a bad detective, but he's a detective.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Brooklyn. This whole baby thing is getting real complicated.
It is getting complicated. And there's just there's a lot of people in that Quartermain household right now, isn't there?
There are. I love having a lot of people in the Quartermain house, though.
I do, too. And I love scenes in the house, especially if they fuss a little bit. I really like scenes when the whole family's there and Olivia's there.
Yeah. Well, Olivia's got a way of sitting all of them straight.
Yes. She hasn't been on too much lately.
No. I think, I don't know what's going on with all of them. I mean, Olivia's good, but also at the same time, If we get too much Olivia, do we start to not like her anymore?
Yeah.
You know?
I tell you, Olivia was really good when she was with Johnny.
Johnny Sicara?
Yeah. No, she had a lot of scenes of that. She had a lot of scenes when she was with Johnny Sicara. Mm-hmm. That was a while ago now.
Yeah.
That's pre-Leo and everything.
Yeah, that's a long, long, long time ago. Olivia's been on the show for a very long time.
She has.
Just doing a thing. Just being all New York and set everybody straight and cooking food for everybody and make sure Dante's taken care of and Lulu's looked after.
You know.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's me, Olivia. Just staying here, run my fingers through beards and stare at Ned longingly.
Yeah, I'll make some ziti.
And you just make some big ziti. You don't want a ziti? That's all right. I'll make a calzone for you. You like calzones? It's like a folded pizza.
Well, hopefully she's back on some. Oh, yeah. And boy, oh boy, this baby thing, right?
Yeah. So Maxie, you know,
Who's going to wind up helping Maxie, do you think? She got that terrible person in the hole.
Rojo, right? Rojo, I guess.
Yeah, she's got the terrible person in the hole. So, do you think that Brooklyn's going to go find her?
No, Brooklyn's going to go to Beecher's Corners. It's going to be the new Roger Howarth.
She's already
dude.
There.
Yeah, the new Roger Howarth dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to wake up from his clunk on the
noggin.
His
name is
Austin.
Name is Austin, right?
Yeah,
Austin.
That sounds right. Austin's going to wake up from his clunked noggin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna find Maxie, and he's gonna be like, "Wow, okay, you weren't kidding, yeah. Somebody's after you. Let's go."
Yeah, I think he's gonna help her.
Yeah. And
I
then,
think he's gonna help her.
I don't know. Maybe he'll start dating Bobby.
No, he's gonna go younger than that.
Oh. You say so confidently.
He's gonna go younger than that.
Kiki's coming back. It's going to date Austin. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I'm interested to find out more. I'm always interested to find out more.
And I think Sasha and Brenda are going to actually be a couple.
Oh, yeah. I think that they might actually be able to, like, be together for a while, to be honest.
I think so, too. And they got good chemistry on
they
screen,
have
don't
good
they?
Chemistry. I believe that they genuinely enjoy each other, Brando and Sasha. And then the introduction of this baby thing has really done a really good thing for both Brando and Sasha. It's given Sasha this fire that she didn't have before, as she's trying to protect this life growing inside of me.
Yeah,
and Brando also has never been better.
Yeah, she really stood up to Cyrus when Cyrus came. She goes, "No, I think it's good you're here."
Yeah. Right? Yeah, last week. And then this week, you know, Cyrus gave Brando that ultimatum. Kill your mother and save the life of your child.
Yeah. And she's Gladys. She looked good and scared, though, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. I really enjoyed the back and forth between Brando and Cyrus, though, because Brando was all, "Come on. If you were in this position, you'd just make the same choice that I did."
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "Yeah,
it was good,
but unfortunately for you, I'm a devout believer in double standards." I knew that's what's gonna happen, though. Okay, so Cyrus hands Brando a gun and says, "Shoot your mom with it." And I'm like, "All right, it's just you three in this freaking room. Did he really hand you a loaded gun, Brando? Come on, man."
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I think Cyrus certainly would have killed both of them.
Oh, absolutely. That was his intention.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not going to kill your mother then? All right. Both of you need to go.
But no.
You know, it seems to me like it would play better if Cyrus had been kind of like super stalkerish on Sasha.
Yeah. There was an element of Cyrus's half that was not granted enough attention, because Cyrus was busy doing the scenes that they're showing Cyrus have were with other characters, with Sonny and Carly and pretty much the whole gamut of everybody. What I guess you're supposed to take from it, though, is that it's quietly behind the background in the scenes that it didn't show us of Cyrus's life is when he was keeping tabs on Sasha and continuing his interest. And it was less of he continued to pursue her and more, oh, you got the girl I didn't? Screw you, buddy. You know, that's more of what it was. Not, you took her away from me just as I was about to have it. Just as I was about to convince her to love me. You know?
Right. Not Peterish.
Exactly.
That's something more like Peterish, yes. Right?
Yeah. No, Cyrus is more, well, I claimed her, but she rejected me. But that means nobody else can have her, though, okay?
There's a bro code here, Brando, and you broke it.
Yeah.
You don't step up against the bro code.
Bro code is something that Martin Gray would say.
Come on now, Brando. Come on now, Brando. You can't step against the bro code like that. Sleep with my brother's once almost girlfriend.
I don't know, man. Sasha was all truthful and such. You know, I would have done it too. For the drugs, I would have done it.
It is gross. I can't imagine that. Frank, don't do a love scene for Cyrus. None of us want to see that.
In high school, I was taking a theater class, and in it we were talking about love scenes and such. Mm-hmm. And the teacher, you know which one, Mr. Vinci.
Yes.
He goes,
of course.
Listen. Now he's New Yorker also, and he liked to yell. I can't do a Vinci voice, though. It's higher pitched than I can do. But he goes, listen, there's a reason why you didn't see Dan and Roseanne doing it on Roseanne, okay? It's because nobody wanted to see that. Nobody wants to see that, so you're not going to see that on TV.
Yeah.
So I think Cyrus might fall into the similar thing, you know? We don't want to see Dan and Roseanne roll around. We probably don't want to see Cyrus roll around either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the closest that they got to, like, old man was Julian.
Yeah. But Julian had an element of real hotness to him, even though he's older.
No, I get that. I totally do. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that when it comes to age, I think Julian is probably, like, the oldest that we get on soap operas of people taking shirts off.
And Sonny.
I haven't seen Sonny without a shirt on in forever.
No, I haven't. Not without a shirt. You're right. Not in a long old time.
We're past that. And the only reason Jason still does it is because he's rock solid.
He's like in super good shape. Yeah. He's crazy good shape.
He is.
Steve Burton.
Right. So that's why he gets
crazy good shape.
But clearly they tend to prefer people like Chase to not be wearing a top.
No. But he's pretty good eye candy. But he's still... I don't know. I think that the papers that Finn got are going to give him some help. The file that was given.
This is exactly what I needed.
I think that's going to save Chase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That's going to be. And I think the whole poisoning thing was honestly an ode to Sean Donnelly because they went through a very similar storyline for him and Tiffany.
Yeah, I think you're right too. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, he's just going to be very heartbroken because they are not going to tell him and they should be telling him now. Anyway. I know.
Safe.
Well, they're just afraid he's going to be too sad. He's already so sad.
He'll be fine. We need the drama, though. We need something to darken Chase. You know, he needs this betrayal.
He does need to be darkened a little bit, doesn't he?
Yeah. Remember when they darkened Griffin a little bit?
Yeah.
That was good.
You know, and not like to a total face change or anything.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have to be like a bad guy. But, you know, he could be a little less trusting and a little more grown up.
Yeah, just a little more edgy.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little more. It's the lovesick puppy thing, you know? It's not a good look, bro. it's the lovesick puppy thing. And then, like, you know, there's people all over Twitter too that are like, how could somebody pick Michael over Chase? How could somebody do that? How could somebody pick Michael over Chase? My goodness gracious. I mean, it's not like either one of them are butt ugly. And
no, and both of them have sort of... Sort of? They have both have boyish charm.
Kind
of. But, yeah. But at the same time, they're a little dry. Both of them. A
couple of them. But, you know, so is Willow. So yeah, it's just match made in heaven.
She is a good match for both of them, actually. Yeah. Yeah. And I've been on board for both of them when she was with them. I'm not on board for this whole Miss Lee Chase thing.
I like Chase in Brooklyn.
I like Chase in Brooklyn, too. And maybe, and you know, if he had a little edge and he was with Brooklyn, that would be very fun to watch.
Maybe she'll pull it out of him. Maybe he'll be like, and then she'll be like, and he'll be like, and she'll be like, and he'll be like, and it'll be great.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
And yeah. Using those exact quotes,
Frank, I need a scene between Jace and Brooklyn where they just go, that's what I need.
Yeah, let's see it. Let's see it.
Yeah.
No, Valentine's gonna have a broken heart too, because he's gonna find out that he got a phone baby.
I'm not sure what's gonna. I just don't know.
How are they gonna? How is it gonna play out?
I mean, so Brooklyn doesn't care about Valentine, though. So she's not considering how he'll react to finding out that he doesn't actually have a child. They haven't talked about that or considered it or thought about how to break the news to him down the line or anything like that. So what's going to happen? No,
they just like, don't even care.
Is they're either going to, you know, give the baby back with no problems and there's going to be issues with Valentine at that point, or Brooklyn is going to be like, I can't do that to Valentine. I like him so much now. He's been such a great father. I can't give you your baby back. Not yet.
But there might be, depending on how hurt Peter is at the bottom of the stairs, there might not be a need for Brooklyn and the baby.
Ooh.
Right?
That would be a turn that I didn't expect. Honestly, I thought that Max baby was going to actually be stillborn for a moment. And I'm like, no. And then it was fine.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's a 3-month-old baby. There's no way. Okay.
Listen, people.
It's a big baby. That's a big baby, Matt.
Show.
I know. And I totally forgive it. However, as a woman who has carried 3 babies, wow.
I mean, it was the 3rd kid. Those are so easy.
Yeah. And they come out 3 months old and boom, completely clean and wiped off.
They're already shaving. They're asking, Ma, how do I ask Susan to the prom?
Yeah. But it was interesting, you know, and they decided not to show us the actual birth. They went from,
yeah,
she's coming to next scene, she's here.
Yes. There she is. Just bear down one more time. Boom. Yeah, you got a baby.
Yeah.
The baby was big. All right. Okay. Newborns, you can't. Okay. If you're less than 6 weeks, you can't have a job. Like you can't. You should be in your house at 6 weeks and not anywhere else.
I wonder how old. Well, you've seen newborn babies on other things. You like real newborn babies.
Not newborn. Less than 3 months, sure, but you're never going to be able to put an actual newborn within the last month in somebody's arms on set on TV. It's just not allowed.
Oh, okay. So Ellie would have been perfect for that job because she was a preemie. She was tiny for a while.
Yes. Right? So a tiny older baby, absolutely. But an actual just entered the world is not somebody you can cast on an entertainment program. It is the law.
Well, there was no way that girl was going to push out that cantaloupe.
And even then, that 3-month baby that they put into Maxie's arms was allowed to be on set for all of 5 minutes.
Probably, yes.
Before they said, all right, that's enough. That's all you got for the next 6 hours, in which you get 5 more minutes with this 3-month-old baby in front of this camera.
So I guess we should just be happy that they used a baby at all.
They very much could have just bundled a blanket and put it in her arms and said, pretend.
They could have, yes. So, yeah. And I've seen soap operas do that before.
Right. So, you know, accept, you know, be happy with what you get.
It's just, I am happy with what I got. I am. But it's just distracting.
Yeah.
It was distracting.
What it's called is it's immersion breaking. You're immersed in this world, in this show, and then Maxie gives birth to a 3-month-old baby, and you're like, oh. No, this is not real.
Yes.
This is a TV show after all. Never mind. I thought I was watching a documentary.
And, you know, if Jason would have been shot Cyrus like 2 or 3 inches lower, maybe he would have been able to kill him.
So it's interesting, Jason's ability to shoot people and such, because when he shot Faison, when he came back, it was like, oh, Jason never misses when he intends to kill. You know?
Exactly.
I think he was intending to kill Cyrus and missed, so...
Maybe he got the Huntington's.
Huntington's is now an STD.
Oh, that was... Well... Okay.
Man. Ugh.
Carly. So what do you think of Sweeps, Matt? Oh, Sweeps. Let's talk about something else.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about something else.
Sure.
Did you see some of the nominations?
I did. So General Hospital, heavily in front of the rest when it comes to nominations.
Yes.
I doubt it's because they submitted more than the rest of the cast. I would think that they actually earned those nominations.
They got a lot.
So all of those people on Twitter who says that General Hospital is terrible and you're going to turn it off and never watch it again and everything's being ruined, shut up. we got the... We got the list right here, the Daytime Emmy Awards for 2021, which is nice. What I need to know, and I don't know the answer to this, is where you end being a younger actor or actress on a drama series.
Yes, because I thought having, I don't remember her name, I thought Willow being in the younger category.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I thought she'd be supporting.
You would think so. It seems like she... would be too old to be in that group.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't know where the limits are, where it is the cutoff.
I mean, maybe...
I don't know if the cutoff... Yeah.
Is she actually like 21 years old? You know?
I don't know. And I think because of being put in that category, I don't think she has a chance of winning.
No, not the younger... No. That's a Jocelyn Cameron... category. It,
totally. I think Eden won already.
I think so too.
And I don't think William has.
William Lipton. So yeah, we got outstanding drama series. We've got all the soaps.
Yeah.
Bold and the Beautiful Days of Our Lives. For, right? General Hospital. All My Children. Young and the Restless. 1, 2.
Mm-hmm.
3, 4. I guess. Yeah. I don't know. There's one more. That's... I think.
No, I don't think
Bold
there is.
Days, General, and Young and the Restless. That's it. Oh man, how's that?
There's only 4 soaps left on network television.
So all 4 are nominated. All right. Outstanding limited drama series. Studio City.
Yeah.
Nominated. So we covered that on the podcast. We covered General Hospital on the podcast. Game show we don't care about. Legal courtroom, don't care about. Morning show, talk show, entertainment, talk show, come on, actors. Oh no, there we go. Outstanding performance by lead actress in a drama series. Jeannie Francis as Laura.
I love that.
Nancy Lee Grant as Alexis. And Finola Hughes as Anna. Three nominations for lead actress.
And Noah Mora West,
no. Outstanding performance by lead actor in a drama series. Maurice Bernard as Sonny Corinthos. Sonny Mike Sonny.
Uh-huh.
Steve Burton as Jason Morgan. And Dominic Zampronka as Dante Falconeri. I don't know what makes him a lead versus supporting. Whatever.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem like he should be in... He looks like... He's in the wrong category as well.
But on top of that, also nominated is Wally Kurth as Justin Caracas for Days of Our Lives, not Ned Quartermain for General Hospital.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But that means 4 out of the 5 nominations are actually GH cast members.
Yeah.
And the fifth nomination is for Thorsten K, who plays Ridged Forester on The Bold and the Beautiful, also known as Zach on All My Children.
Yes. He's played Zach for a long time.
Yeah, he did. He's like Australian, too.
Yeah. Zach and Kendall, right?
Zach and Kendall. Yep.
Zach and Kendall.
Until it was Kendall and Griffin, until Dr. David Hayward resurrected Zach. Man, that was such a God. That was a good ending to a soap. I've never seen any other endings to soaps. I don't know how One Life Live ended or anything like that. Poor Charles, all that. But dang, man, dang.
It was different, Matt.
Yeah,
they did it a little different.
Yeah, they did good, in my opinion.
Yeah, they did. It
was really good. All right, outstanding performance of a supporting actress. We've got Carolyn Hennessy as Diane Miller.
I love her.
Brianna Henry as Jordan Ashford. Only two GH nominations for supporting actress. Supporting actor, Jeff Kober, Cyrus Renault.
I'd like to see Carolyn win.
Jeff Kober as Cyrus Renault. And here's the question, James Patrick Stewart.
And what's that category?
This is outstanding performance of a supporting actor in a drama series.
Okay.
So and Cyrus, Jeff Kober. And then James Patrick Stewart is Valentine. So how Valentine is supporting, but Dante is leading, I don't understand. Maybe it's just where the actors are submitting themselves to their categories. I don't know. Then, younger performance. This is what we were talking about before. We don't know the age limit because they've got Taj Bello as TJ. They've got Caitlin McMullen as Willow and Sydney Michaela as Trina. Cameron is not on here. Oh, that's.
And you know what's interesting too? The Brianna Henry Jordan, right?
Yeah.
She's only like 27 years old.
Yeah, why is she not any younger? Like, is it 25? Exactly. Is it 24? Is it 23?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know. She's very young. Very young.
Outstanding guest performer in a drama series. Kim Delaney as Jackie Templeton. Brianna Lane as Brooklyn. Now, that's not current Brooklyn. That's previous Brooklyn.
Yeah. Slash the throat. Get a slash from Nell Brooklyn.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. That Brooklyn. Yeah. The cover Brooklyn. The bridge Brooklyn.
Yes.
Yeah. And the other interesting nomination for guest performer in a drama series is Katie McClain as Jennifer Horton Devereaux on Days of Our Lives. Also known as Dixie Cooney on All My Children.
Dixie Cooney.
Well, I'll say you look mighty familiar to me.
Very cool. You know what they used to have, Matt, once upon a time? I don't know how long it's been gone now, but it's been a little while. There used to be the younger actor used to have male and female categories.
And just kind of crammed them together.
And then they put them together in just younger actor, and it didn't matter. But they used to be separate categories. And they stopped doing it. So I don't think Steve Burton's going to win.
All right. So would we like to see win these categories, huh?
Maurice Bernard could win because I think probably he could have submitted something from when Mike passed away.
I think so, too. All right. So, of course, outstanding drama series is going to be General Hospital. I mean, of course.
Yeah, I think they have a good chance of winning this year, actually.
Lead actress. I'm going to say probably Alexis.
You think so?
I don't know. This is tough. It's not Anna.
I wanted to give it.
It could be Laura.
I want it to be Jeannie Francis. I do.
Well, of the people that are nominated, it looks like she's the most seasoned actress of the bunch. We got we got Crazy Annie as Chelsea. And then Jacqueline McInnes Wood as Steffi Forrester on Bold and the Beautiful. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay, we'll go Laura with that one. All right, best outstanding performance by a lead actor in a drama series. We got Sunny Mike Sunny. We got Jason and Dante. Sunny Mike Sunny.
I think
he's done the most.
I think honestly, I hate to say this, but I think General Hospital has a chance of losing that category.
Well, I mean, it's going to be Zach or Ned. All right.
I think it would be Zach, but he's not playing. Thank you.
I have no idea what he's up to, so it's really hard for me to say. Yeah. All right. Outstanding performance by a supporting actress. I mean, Diane's always great, but Jordan has done more.
Yes.
I think Jordan might actually have the edge over Diane.
I guess probably.
I don't know. It depends on what scene they submitted, because there was some good stuff that Diane did with Alexis this year, but Jordan's had so much more that she could submit, though.
Yeah, Jordan has so many more scenes.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Outstanding performance by a supporting actor. Max Gale is Mike. Actually, I missed that one the first time I read through.
Mm.
So we got Mike, Cyrus, and Valentine. Mike.
He won last year.
He'll win again. It's just when it comes down to it, you know, of the General Hospital nominations, just Mike is the one that's going to win it. I mean, Cyrus is good and imposing and such, but he's really been kind of on one gear since he was introduced. And other than like scenes that he had at his mother's bedside with Laura and Martin when all of that stuff was coming out, he hasn't really had anything that I think is like, give this man an Emmy.
No, but I hope to see something next week when he's with Portia.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really good. And I really enjoy what Portia has been bringing out over the last couple of weeks. I think that she's really coming into her own as a character, and the writers are really giving her some good stuff to sink her teeth into.
Yeah.
Younger performer. We got TJ, we got Willow, and we got Trina. Willow's too old. I don't think GH is going to win that category.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that was it. Unless you want to guess who the outstanding culinary host would be.
No.
No? You sure? No?
Oh, Matt, you're funny.
Drew Barrymore apparently has a talk show now.
She does.
I didn't know that. She does. I didn't know that.
Ain't missing nothing. Outstanding
writing team for a drama series. GH, you think GH is going to win?
I don't. I think, yeah. Yeah,
the,
I mean,
the
I.
Technical Emmys.
I don't know. I mean, I've never watched Days of Our Lives. I just never have. Yeah, I kind of know the characters, the families and stuff just from reading things or just something pops up.
Yeah.
But I've never been a fan of it. I've never watched it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I do, you know, I know that there's been a lot of talk about Bold and the Beautiful and Young and the Restless, just not being as good as it used to be.
There's a lot to talk about, I guess, all the soaps not being as good as they used to be.
Well, yeah, but that's true.
I mean, I don't know. I think GH is still a lot of fun, but I don't have a huge basis of comparison.
Oh, I think GH is a lot of fun, too.
I'm still super invested. I want to see what's going to happen next. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, of course I do. Of course I do.
Yeah, you're not going to tune me
out. And Ava helped Carly this week and did the decoy thing and stuff.
You know, honestly, I thought that when Cyrus had absconded from the scene and such before he showed up at Portia's house, I seriously thought that Ava got out of the car and nabbed him.
Well, I was hoping so.
Because she was like, I can do more. I can do more. I can do more. Just let me. And then they weren't.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, well, this is an opportunity for Ava to just do it.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that she might have snatched him, but she didn't. But that's all right. The Portia stuff is going to be fun. And then Nicholas, of course, ruined the whole thing. I really actually enjoy the dynamic of Nicholas and Ava being like, yeah, of course, we're totally working together and on the same team. And both of them constantly just do their own thing. I think that's great. I'm not gonna just let you do this and die, you know, like it's good. I really enjoy their dynamic of having the same goal but not being on the same page. It's I don't know why I like it so much. I just enjoy it.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's like they don't trust each other, but
it's like they do trust each other, but they do, but it's also like, I'm not gonna let you do this. I'm going to be the one that takes the risk.
Yeah.
If you do this, I'm going to make sure you're safe, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to listen to stay behind. Like, neither one of them listen to each other on what they think the other person should do. And I don't know why I enjoy that so much. I just do. I just do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good.
Gosh, yeah, no, another great week at General Hospital.
So, do you think that Gladys will wake up after her surgery and decide that maybe she should change a little bit?
maybe. I don't really know exactly where we go from here, but it seems like things are going to be very difficult for Cyrus going forward with Brando's confession.
I think this is the beginning of the end for him. They actually have an APB out for him, and hopefully it can stick and whatever. But I think that things are it's the beginning of the unravel.
The beginning of the unravel to send him back. But, you know, they send him back to Pentonville, and they have all those sets up. They got Alexis there. They could continue keeping Cyrus on the show if they send him back to jail. And when it comes down to it, getting away with it is not something exclusive to the heroes.
Yeah.
He could have some sort of smooth, fast-talking lawyer. Brother, you've got to help me. You've got to help me, brother. You've got to. I don't know about this, Si. I don't know. I think you need to pay for your crimes, my brother. All of those years we spent together, Martin, growing up until I was the age of 15 and accidentally killed our father. You've got to keep me out of prison. And if you don't, I'll tell Laura about Jennifer.
You wouldn't. I would. All right, Si, I'll help you. I'll help you. But only if you never tell anybody about Jennifer.
You help me, brother. And no one will ever know. She'll die with us.
That's what's going to happen. I wrote it. I read it right now. Frank, yeah. Frank, write it down. Frank, Frank.
Say, you know what? Portia's going to have to... She's going to have to put Cyrus on the island of her own kitchen and do surgery on
him. she's going to do it, because if not...
I'm going to kill Trina.
Yeah, he's going to... Maybe Trina will walk in on it.
Oh, hell no, Mom. What are you doing? Oh, gosh. No, I think that Trina's going to stay far away from that. I think Curtis is going to be the one that's like, oh, how weird. I thought Portia was coming home today, but she's not. How strange. What is that? Her keys on the ground? Something, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of this, Eden, Michaela, William, congratulations on your high school diplomas. If you just happen to listen, congratulations.
Congratulations.
It's
good job.
Awesome.
Hey, everybody deserves to graduate if you've done the work. And I can only assume that you did, because I don't know for sure. But good work, all that kind of stuff. Go to college, make friends, have a family, but stay on General Hospital while you're doing it.
Yeah, at least for a while.
Yeah, a little bit longer. You know, we got to get Cameron back out of jail, you know, or whatever's happening to him, you know. Oh, yeah. Man, oh, there's still so much happening. Oh.
There is a lot happening.
It's all popping off in major.
Yeah,
ways.
And I think Roger is gonna pop off and have a big storyline. I have a feeling.
You already know, okay? You can't be like, I read exactly what he's gonna be doing over the next 2 years, and then at the end of the podcast, I think it's gonna be great.
I don't know what a storyline it is at all. I just know who he is.
Well, I hope it's going to be good, because if it's not good, then there was no point in doing the whole character switcheroony anyway.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm with it. I'm totally with it. I'm for it. I'm ready. I'm happy to see his face back. I enjoy Roger Howarth as a performer. I enjoyed Franco as a character. I hope that Austin is somewhat similar, because I do really like that Tad Martin energy that he was able to have. So, yeah, I'm with it. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I am sorry to see Chloe fall in the hole. I do hope that she's going to get out soon. I thought she was a good new introduction character. Cyrus looks menacing. Portia's in danger. And damn, one day Curtis is finally going to get that liquor license. He's been hunting for that thing for a month and a half now.
He sure has. He sure has.
Yeah.
And I guess Porsche wants to throw a party for the kids there.
Yeah, you know, let's nothing like a graduation party in an unopened 21 and over club.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting.
I, I found that to be a little odd. You can't put a bunch of kids in a bar and then tell them they can't have nothing. Someone's going to spike the punch.
But it puts the kids in the club and kind of also establishes the, well, these kids are allowed to be in here rule for when they want to put Cameron or Jocelyn or somebody on that set on a date or something, you know. Maybe it's not 21 and over. Maybe it's 18 and over.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But they're trying to, aren't they trying to sell it more as a nightclub, though?
Yeah, they're trying to sell it as a hot spot for young singles to come, shake their groove thing on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Shake your groove thing. Shake your groove thing. Come on. All right, we've itched at the singing portion of the podcast, which means we've run out of things to talk about.
Pretty much.
Hey, but that's all right. We hit the hour. Like it was boom, boom, boom. Like we hit it. We hit it.
We hit it.
We hit it. You know?
Yeah.
Like it hit an hour and I'm like, I'm going to start singing.
Yeah. So you guys out there, have a wonderful Memorial Day.
Yeah. You know, 3-day weekend if you have it. Enjoy it.
Yeah. I hope to do something fun.
Barbecue, swimming, movies, nothing.
That's what we're doing.
Whatever it is you want to do.
I'm not doing the movies, but we're doing the swimming and the barbecue tomorrow.
Do something or nothing. You know, it depends on what you are. Do your speed. Yeah. You know, don't force yourself in a situation you think it's going to be super lame. Unless you think you might have fun, then go ahead and give it a try. But if it's not fun, it's okay to leave and go home. You know what's great about your comfort zone? Is when you leave your comfort zone, the comfort zone is still there for you to go back to in case it's too uncomfortable outside of the comfort zone.
Yeah.
So just go back to it for a little bit until you're ready to go back out of that comfort zone one more time and try something different. You don't have to go to the club. The club, it's stinky. It's sweaty. People are drunk. The club's not fun.
I want people just have fun. Everybody just try to have some fun.
But if you know, if you want to go to a pool party, go to a pool party. If you're a walker, go for a hike. You know, if you're an arts and craft person, make an art or a craft. Or a craft that becomes art.
Man, I'm going to push you down the elevator shaft if you don't stop. Let's go.
I think I'm okay. I just fell 10 floors, but I think I'm fine. Luckily, I'm already in the hospital. Hello? All right, everybody. Ignore my screams at the bottom of this elevator shaft and go ahead and get back into your cars. Go home and spend some time with your families. I have been Matt.
I've been Kat.
And we'll catch you next week right here on the 10th floor.
Bye.